Right, Mike had to start back in, what, 12th tonight, I think. He had a long journey to the front. And then finally, it seems like you finally got in the top three, and like it was the last lap.
Yeah, it's tough coming from back that far. We did manage third place. Could roll it on the trailer with a little bit of damage, but not too bad. So I guess it was a good night.
How was the journey there up front, towards the front?
It was a lot of work. It's tough. Those guys are just all so close that you just got to buy your time and wait for the right opportunity and go for it.
That wreck with Lacerdo and Camden, and I guess it was doing battle there with Dave Cliff's car. What did you see, and how close were you in it?
Well, that's where I got all my rear damage. I slowed up. I see cars going everywhere, and I kind of checked up. I think Camden got in the back. I'm not sure exactly, but I think that's who hit me in the back. And well, it's just part of racing.
How good was the car at the end, minus the damage?
The car was a little loose, but the track was greasy tonight, being so hot and humid, but we'll take it and come back next week.
Who would you like to thank for a top three run tonight?
I got to thank my crew for all their hard work all year. My wife for putting up with me in the garage all the time. And Denise Merrill for paying all the bills. And the sponsors, I mean, FFB, Dan Denny, the FFB guys, all the guys at the shop that help out every week. Millennium Music, Ronzo, you know, if you need a DJ service, give him a call. Maze, Mini Mart, and Polynesian Motel, great place to stay if you need a hotel. And Premier Landscaping, if you need your lawn mowed.